Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 47 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 46 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 44 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 42 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Sunny. 42 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 45 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 49 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 52 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 56 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours.
Mostly
cloudy. 56 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
59 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 60 degrees.
You have connected to a Sixlink node, an EchoLink application for the Linux operating system. For more information, go to svxlink.sourceforge.net. You have connected to a Sixlink node, an EchoLink application for the Linux operating system. For more information, go to svxlink.sourceforge.net.
And 3RCI Mobile.
Yeah, and 3RCR, I think, WBINCST. Good afternoon. How are you?
Yeah, doing all right. Yeah, name is Rich on this end, and up here in around Avondale, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Roger. That's the name here is Richard, down here in Paris, Texas.
Okay, very good. How's everything down there in Texas today? Is the weather behaving down there? You got any kind of tornado warnings going on?
Yeah, everything's pretty good down here right now. I'm glad I have a 9 call so I don't blend in with the rest of the people. I'm originally from Illinois, where the S is silent. So yeah, I didn't know that Pennsylvania's was close to Virginia or West Virginia. I thought it was a northern state, so... Yeah, your accent kind of threw me off.
Roger. Yep. Anyhow, yeah, heading down to a little ball of cheese friends having down in Berryville, Maryland. And, weather-wise, a little cool out there today. We're dealing with the remnants of a nor'easter up of late spring nor'easter that's kind of wrapping back around and bringing some cool air and kind of cut off some all cloudy skies. But yeah, we had a little bit of rain. It's been rainy the past 3 or 4 days, so glad I got some dry weather.
Yeah, it thought about raining this morning, but now it's just kind of windy and partly cloudy. It's 83 out, so I'm definitely not liking the weather here. I want to go back up north. At least it doesn't get as hot up there.
Yep. Now, what part of Illinois are you from? Up around Chicagoland area or somewhere else?
Yeah, I'm from Wheaton, which is a suburb of Chicago.
Yep, okay. Name is familiar, but it's been probably close to 35 years since I've been out there. I'm a truck driver, so yeah, I used to get out there quite a bit and used to know area fairly well, but yeah, like I say, it's been a while, so yeah, my memory kind of eludes me now.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, I'm getting ready to start my net here in, let's see, 4 minutes. But, yeah, good to make your acquaintance. I think you checked in here last week. I don't remember. I'd have to look. But, yeah, it's definitely fun meeting new people when things connect up and I can talk to people around the country and sometimes around the world, you know?
Yep. Yeah, I'm coming through a local repeater here, so I don't know if which is linked into a bunch of other repeaters. So, what are we on the East Coast reflector right now? Is that what we're on?
Boy, I sure hope not. They would get really upset if my net suddenly came across their stuff. No, I think you're coming through the Philadelphia hub, and it's got a bunch of repeaters connected to it.
Okay, yeah, very good. Yeah, like I said, I really don't have the ability to see where who's hooked into what. Very good. All right, well, I'll let you go, let you get started on your net, and if I'm still around, I'll check in. It's good talk to you. I think you said your name was Richard, so, I'll say 73 to you. Enjoy your weekend there and holiday weekend, and 73 to you. This is November 3, Romeo Charlie, India. Mobile down here in southeast Pennsylvania. Have a good day.
Yeah, N3RCI. Have a good rest of your trip there and mobile safe, WB9CST.
N3RCO, Nacht November Tango.
WB9CST.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 60 degrees.
Alright, good afternoon everybody. I think I've got everything all hooked up here. Excluding a few repeaters due to some technical issues with them. But other than that, good afternoon. This is Richard with C-Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa in Paris, Texas. And this net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. 1400 UTC is what I go by for my local time, or 1900 UTC according to NetLogger. So with that, I think I'll make today's question is, what is your favorite summer food, since I believe it's Memorial Day weekend? So with that, I'll start taking check-ins. Anybody anywhere, come now. WB9CSP.
Whiskey 8, Tango Oscar Yankee, Mobile.
November 4, Zulu Charlie Victor. Ralph in Georgia, getting in via Echolink through London, Ohio.
All right, there we go. I had to mute that repeater. I guess somebody is having a little fun on it today. No problem, though. That's all fixed up. Let's see. John, WATOI has got you an N4 Zulu Charlie Victor. I finally got that right, Ralph. So let me go take John since he's mobile. And John, since I'm pretty sure today's Memorial Day weekend, what is your favorite summertime food? Go ahead.
Well, good afternoon, Rich, and everybody else on the net. It is Memorial Day weekend, by the way. That's why I'm up north in Rogers City, Michigan. But I don't can't really say I have a favorite. I mean, you know, hot dogs are always a good food for me. Hot dogs and hamburgers. But right now, I'm up here actually with three monitors. I have two friends and my wife. So I got Kevin, Mary, and Amy all with me in the car, all listening to you, Rich, and everybody else on the net. So it's, and you're 80-something down there. It's 54 degrees in Rogers City in the middle of the afternoon. Nobody is swimming. With that, I will send it back to Net Control. Everyone, have a good afternoon.
Yeah, Roger that, John. Glad to have you. And, I'll trade you. I hate the heat. It's very annoying. So, good to have you, though. Thanks for checking in. Let's go to Ralph, N4 Zulu Charlie Victor. Hi, Ralph. Sorry about last week. Apparently, they were having some technical issues with the internet connection of the repeater, so that's why it wasn't connected up. But how are you today? How are things there? And what is your favorite summertime food? Go ahead.
Oh, good afternoon, Richard. Everyone else who's listening, of course. I think what happened was the internet connection line, the drop line, the feed from the pole, at some point had been disconnected, and it requires a special fitting. And apparently, the technician who was working on the pole didn't have one. He just kind of stuck it back into the fitting on the pole, and it came loose. So yeah, Don's internet connection was down, and actually he was out of, I think, I don't, he might have been out of town, I don't know, whatever, but anyway, it took a couple days to get that back up. Summertime food kind of infers grilling. So I would think, burgers. But then I was thinking also, corn on the cob, around the 4th of July or so, corn on the cob starts getting picked. Especially in Illinois, my brother, he'll end up getting like 5 ears of corn for a dollar at roadside stands and whatnot. So summertime food, I think I got to go with corn on the cob. Back to you, Richard. WB9 CSP, Net Control. This is N4ZCV.
All right, you that. So, able to enjoy. Yeah, it depends on where you're at and the time of the year, as if it will be really dry looking or not. So But it is what it is, I guess. So thanks for checking in, Ralph. Anybody else wishing to check into the everything that come now, WD9CST?
This is Kilo Bravo Zero Tango November Victor. Short time. I'd say my favorite summer food is watermelon. Back to net.
WS2P UT Whiskey Number 2 Papa Uniform Tango.
Alright, I've got Jeff there, KB0CNG, and W2PEC, I hope I got that right. Jeff, you have anything else to add before I move to the next station? And I am so glad to hear you after those storms came through there. I thought you taking a hit there, so glad to hear you on.
Yeah, it's good to be on. The storms went through and made my neighbor's tree split and fall in front of her house. So that was like the only big thing that happened in our neighborhood that I know of. So, but most people are a lot better than they were then. Because of all the tree clipping and cutting and all.
73
to
your TV0
TNV back to
net.
W.
Yeah, Roger that, Jeff. Well, good to hear you, and glad you were able to check in, and thanks for stopping in. I think I got this next call right. I hope I did. Whiskey 2 Papa Uniform Tango, good afternoon. How are things where you're at? And today's question is, what is your favorite summertime food? Go ahead.
Well, good afternoon. You got the call correct. The name here is Dan. Favorite summertime food, I gotta say it's burgers and brats. There's plenty of good runners up to that, though. And kind of listening around the net, I heard the station over there in Rogers City, Michigan. I was surprised. I'm not far from him. Just up the road a piece from Rogers City here in a little place called Akiak. I'm coming in through the U of M repeater in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I see somebody connected that up for the net here. So shout out to the station in Rogers City. Back to net control. This is W2PUT.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, I'm using an IRLP that I haven't used in a while, so just making sure it still works and making sure I can still hear people on it. But yeah, there's two repeaters connected to this net in Michigan. The Hazel Park group up in Detroit, W8HP, which I've forgotten the frequency at the moment, and then you guys over in Ann Arbor. So yeah, so far I've got two Michigan repeaters, but glad to have both of them in here. And thanks for checking in, Dan. Glad to have you. Anybody else listening to check into the everything that come now, WD9CFC.
WGOY, just for a quick recheck, give a shout out to the guy in Akiak. Actually, we're from down in the Detroit area, so we're on vacation right now. WGOY, Cliff.
Yeah, roger that, John. That was Dan, W2PUT, who was saying hello, so got that noted there for you. And thanks for stopping in. So anybody else wishing to check into the everything net, come now, WB9CST. Anybody anywhere wishing to check into the everything net, come now, WB9CST. Anybody wishing to check into the everything net, come now, WB9CST. I think somebody's trying to get in there, but I'm not hearing it. If you want to try again, WB9CST. KF8UU, WB9CST. Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Oh, I forgot it's a net time for you. W9TSB, KF8UU. How's the weather in Prairie du Haut, Texas, today? I guess I'm doing okay, and just giving you another check-in.
Yeah, the weather's okay in Paris, Texas today. It's not what I'd want it to be. I'd want it to be in the 60s, but that's just me. But, yeah, good to hear you. Hey, today's question, since it's Memorial Day weekend, is what is your favorite summertime food?
Lots of chicken. Monday I'll be making turkey kebabs, or Sunday, I don't know which day. Yeah, it's cold here in Michigan. It's about 58 degrees outside. We have been having a cold spell, supposed to heat up starting tomorrow. Over.
Yeah, I saw that on my my computer. I was like, wait a minute, wait a minute. Rain / snow? Surely my computer's mistaken. If it's 80 degrees and it says snow is supposed to happen here right now, yeah, that's got to be a mistake. I hope not, though. I don't want snow. That would be kind of weird. But thanks for checking in, and glad to hear you. Anybody else wishing to check into the everything net, come now, WB9CST. Anybody wishing to check into the everything net, come now, WB9CST. Anybody anywhere wishing to check into the everything net, come now, WB9CST. WB9CST, looking for check-ins for the everything net. Anybody wishing to check in, come now. Anybody wishing to check into the everything net, come now, WB9CST. WB9CST, looking for check-ins. Anybody anywhere?
WB9CST, this is CFP, WB9 CFP, November Kilo 8 Oscar MK8O, Charles, currently in Bolivar, Missouri.
Hey, Charles, MK8O, that's a tongue twister. I haven't been to Bolivar, Missouri in quite a while. I used to live in Waynesville. Did you guys get any of the storm damage at all? And how are things in Missouri? And today's question is, what is your favorite summertime food, since it's Memorial Day?
Not much storm damage here, you know, mostly tree limbs and stuff like that. So not anything too serious. And what was the question again, please?
What is your favorite summertime food?
Ah, very good. MK8O. My favorite summertime food is brats grilled on charcoal grill. Back to you.
Yeah, I like the taste of charcoal compared to those little lump style things. I don't like those too much. You have to put olive oil on them to get them going, so it's kind of a pain. But, yeah, thanks for checking in. And I'm not sure if you know how, but you can set your All-Star node to automatically connect if you don't remember to set a reminder. Go ahead.
I will look into how to do that. I'm sure that it's probably pretty easy to do, but yeah, I'll look into that. This is actually Ham VoIP All Star, but you know the features are the same on basically on both of them. NK8O.
Yeah, glad to see that All-Star is working. I was starting to think nobody was on it or they could hear me on it anymore. Sometimes it acts up. I'll have to give you the big main one where everyone connects up to. I wanted you to come through there and test that one and make sure it's working. So glad it still is. But, yeah, thanks for showing up, Charles. Glad to have you. And glad to see things are still in one piece over there in Bolivar. So with that, anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CSP. Aw, man. I'm sorry, Handy Hand people. I forgot to connect you guys. I was like, wait a minute, something's missing. So I completely forgot to connect the Handy Hand conference. So anybody wishing to check in, come now, WB9CFT. N0OQX, I think I got that right. Good afternoon, how are you? How are things in the St. Louis area? And today's question is, what is your favorite summertime food?
This is N0OQX checking in. This is N0OQX for a transmitter check.
Yeah, N0OQX, can you hear me, WB9CFC?
Yes, I can. This is N0OQX, hearing you loud and clear.
Yeah, roger that. Just making sure I've got you on the log here. How are you? How are things in St. Louis Metro today? And today's question is, what is your favorite summertime food since today is Memorial Day? Yeah, ice cream would be good on a day like today. I will definitely agree with that. So, yeah, thanks for stopping in. I'm glad to have you. And hope to hear you again next weekend. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CFT.
A0GIS.
K0GIS, good afternoon. I don't think I've heard that call before. How are things where you're at? And welcome to the Everything Net. And today's question is, what is your favorite summertime food? Go ahead.
Things are good here. I'm in southeast Nebraska, first time checking in. My favorite food is probably barbecue, brisket, ribs, pulled pork, anything I usually make myself.
Yeah, there's nothing better than homemade prepared food. It always tastes the best. So, yeah, I didn't get your location because it faded out on my side a little bit. It got digitally. So where did you say you were again?
Southeast Nebraska. Southeast November Echo. Just south of Omaha.
Ah, okay. I just wanted to make sure I heard it right. I got southeast, but then it broke up the first time. But I got it now, southeast Nebraska. All right, well, thanks for checking in from Nebraska. I'm not sure if you can get in, but there is a repeater that also connects here in Honey Creek, Iowa. That might be a stretch for you on 145410. So you might check that out sometime. I doubt you can hit it, though, but just wanted to throw that out there. Let's see. That brings me to the bottom of my list. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? This is Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa. I am going to guess that one because you were noisy. Was that KC2PKW? Did I get that right?
Kilo Echo 2. Echo Charlie Whiskey.
There we go. I got it that time. Kilo Echo 2 Echo Charlie Whiskey. Okay. I got that completely wrong. Good afternoon. How are you? How's the weather there? And today's question is, what is your favorite summertime food? Go ahead.
It's an internet. First time ever using All Star. Not sure of the protocols, but yeah, we are having a, it's about 68 degrees, beautiful sunny sky. We are at the southern tip of New Jersey, Cape May, New Jersey, the Jersey Shore, and hopefully going to have very nice weather for all the tourists that come to this area for the Memorial Day weekend. And my favorite time food, I guess it's one of my favorite foods anytime, but it is best in the summer in June. using what we call juneberries here in New Jersey to make the strawberry shortcake, my top food of all time, right there.
Wow, that sounds pretty interesting, actually. It sounds like something I might have to try. Sounds like a regional thing, too. I've never heard of that. And I've lived over most of the U.S. for quite a while. So, yeah, I'll have to look into that. It sounds pretty good. But, yeah, since you're new here, this net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. So I believe you're Eastern Time, so 3 p.m. your time. But, yeah, thanks for stopping in. Welcome. And if you get a chance on the weekends, don't be a stranger. So thanks for checking in. Let's see. That was KE2ECW, so I'm at the bottom of my list. Anybody else wishing to check in, come now. WB9CSP. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CST. Anybody anywhere wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CST. Alright, I will make a few more calls here, and if not, I'll end it a little early since today's Memorial Day weekend, so, I know people are doing other stuff, so, anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CST.
WB9 Chicago Style Pizza, this is WB8KXO.
Well, we must have talked somewhere before because you remember the end of my call sign. Good afternoon. How are you today? How are things in Minnesota? And today's question, since it's Memorial Day, is what is your favorite summertime food?
Yeah, you might hear some hum in the background here. In any case, yeah, I am in Minneapolis area on the N0BBE repeater in Minnetonka, actually, Minnetonka, Minnesota. And we have definitely spoke before on your net here. It's been a while, though. And it's a beautiful sunny day with some clouds. It could be definitely warmer, though. And I'm like everybody else, like most guys. My favorite summertime food would definitely be, some kind of smoked barbecue meats.
Well, since I know each part of the U.S. does it differently, how do you guys like to do it up there in Michigan? Because I know it's going to be completely different, or a pretty good degree different, than down here in Texas. So how do you guys usually do it up there? Do you like it, kind of sweet or tangy or zesty, or how do you do it?
That's a good question. Okay, so I would use, the wood that I would use is, I believe they call it like an apple tree wood. And then it would definitely be, it's smoked in a smoker at about 220 F temperature, and I would maybe put some dry rub on it, but I don't know how to express what you're saying there. I mean, that's a very good question. I think it'd be more in the tangy, spicy realm, not sweet. Go ahead.
Yeah, because I know that some are, like, more vinaigrette-y, and then, some are more salty, and then some are sweet, some are sour, so, yeah. Since we're on that topic, and we still have a fair amount of time before I move on to the next check-in, If you can find it at Walmart, I forgot the name of it at the moment, but if you do have an email on QRZ, I can send it to you. But if you go to the little bin up front, if there is one, and it's got like an assortment of hot sauces and barbecue sauces and stuff like that, there's one with like a pig on it, like a pink pig. And look for the one called Champion Blend. That one tastes pretty good. I can't remember the name of the people who make it, but I remember the name of the one that I like. It's called Champion Blend.
Now, you're definitely way more advanced at this than I am. I probably would like them all and eat them all the different variants that you're describing. But I will look for that champion spice, which I guess you'd rub on while you're smoking it. And then we definitely have a water tray, in the smoker the entire time that we're doing this smoking.
Yeah, I know that feeling. About doing the water smoking. Sometimes we'll do that, but not all the time. But glad to hear you back, Mark. And thanks for stopping in. And I see your email's not on QRZ, so mine is. If you want to shoot me an email, I can share that with you if I can remember the name of it. I feel so dumb right now. But turn it back to you if you have anything else, and then I'll continue on my list here. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you for the offer. I definitely have a good supply of the various spices and rubs that I need for now. And then within walking distance, very short walking distance of where I live, there was a smoking and barbecue supply store. You know, they sell the equipment, they sell meat, and they sell the wood, all the rubs and spices and all that. Kind of lucky that it's right here, I'm actually working on my second job right now. I have a full-time job during the week it's called an automation or controls engineer at this point in time of my life, and then I am designing a submarine or a drone to travel through oil wells. Go ahead.
Wow, that's pretty cool, Mark. Sounds interesting. I hope that turns out to be a fun project for you to get to work on. But thanks for checking back in after a while. It's good to hear you, and glad things are going well with you. So I'll clear with you and see if anyone else wants to check in. This is WB9CST.
WB9CST, this is Kilo Alpha 8, Whiskey, India, India.
Yeah, hey, Dennis. K-A-8-W-I-I-W-B-9-C-S-T. How are you today? How are things where you're at? And today's question, since it's Memorial Day, is what is your favorite summertime food?
My favorite summertime foods are probably hamburgers and hot dogs on the grill, baked beans, and potato salad.
Wow, that sounds like a pretty good combo, except for the potato salad. I'm not too much into potato salads or cold things that have weird textures, but that's just anything. But, good to hear you, and glad you stopped in. Remind me again, even though it's kind of at the bottom of the hour, you guys have your net tomorrow at, it's 9:30, right?
No, our net is tomorrow at 9 o'clock, and we also have a pre-net for new amateurs and anybody else who may want to join that starts at 8 o'clock, but the official net begins at 9 p.m.
Okay, Dennis. Just wanted to make sure. I keep getting that wrong for some reason, but thanks for stopping in, and glad to hear you too. I'm glad you were able to make it in today. So, yeah, let me call for one more round of check-ins before we get to 250 here, or 350, depending on where you're at. And then I'll go up to the top of the list and start the 7-3 round, and if we have time, I'll try and get some last-minute people. So, anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CSP.
November 6, Tango, Tango, Romeo.
Kilo, Foxtrot, Zero, Sierra, Romeo, Whiskey, checking in.
I've got K6TTR, Doc, and the KF0, I got a little packet loss on my side. Can you give me the last part of your call?
November 0, Mike, Uniform.
Alright, November 0, Tango, Mike, Uniform, I got you. The station on the St. Louis repeater, I got KF0. What was the last part of your call?
Last part of my call is Sierra Romeo Whiskey SRW.
Alright, there we go. I had it backwards. I had Sierra Whiskey Romeo, so I got it backwards. But alright, I fixed it. Let's go up to N6TTR. Doc, I think you checked in here a long time ago because I remember asking you where French Camp, California is. So, hey, how's it been? Haven't heard you in a while. Good to hear you back in here. And today's question is, since it's Memorial Day, what is your favorite summertime food? Go ahead.
Oh, well, 80 degrees at the TTH, 50% humidity, and it was a bit lower this morning. It was 95 when it was 64 degrees, and I tell you, you step outside, and it's like unbelievable. Chilly, but muggy at the same time. Winds out of the west at 11, gusting to 13, and the altimeter is steady now at 290.93, so we're Anticipating actually cooler weather for tomorrow, just a little bit. It's supposed to be getting up to 89 today, but we're starting to pick up a little more of the breeze than what was anticipated. I mean, it's coming down through the Carquinez Straits in this direction from Stockton. So, and we're only 5 miles away from Stockton, so we're right in the heart of the Delta, San Joaquin Valley Delta system, and close to the inland port. And elk burgers is actually the favorite. We have a Hawaiian themed restaurant in Escalon that serves elk burger, and they put pineapple on it. And let me tell you, it is killer delicious, especially if you have like a side of jalapenos just to give it a little kick. And oh, that makes me hungry. I want to go to Escalon and go get me an elk burger. Either that, or I'm going to fire up the barbecue and go down to my local. We do have a local meat producer in Ripon that has exotic meats, and you can get everything from alligator to a lot of game. About the only one meat that I never did like that I found really detestable was monkey. It is tough. It's stringy. The odor of the gaminess is just over the top nasty, and I highly not recommend anyone ever trying monkey because it's just nasty. Anyway, back to you, November 6th, Tiny Transistor Radio.
Do you like a good elk burger? I think I've tried one. No, the place I go to up in Oklahoma has bison burgers, so I'll have to try that. That sounds good, but monkey, that sounds outside of what I want to try. So maybe one day I'll try that, but probably not anytime soon. So thanks for checking in, Doc. Good to hear you again. Jason, I think you're a new check-in here. I don't think I've heard you before. KF0SRW. Good afternoon. How are you? How are things there? And what's your favorite summertime food? Go ahead.
You are correct. It's my first check-in. From St. Louis. My favorite summertime food would have to be bratwurst, and you've inspired me, I think, maybe to fire up the grill tomorrow. Back to you.
Yeah, it's definitely nice. I'd put charcoal in mine, but my stepdad would get mad because it's his grill, so I don't think he would like that too much, but you can't beat the flavor of charcoal, my personal opinion. But thanks for checking in, Jason. This net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time if you get a chance to come back. And last on this list before I start the 7-3 round, and I'll come back for more people, is Charles, N0TMU. Good afternoon. How are you? And how are things where you are? And what is your favorite summertime food? Go ahead.
Well, I guess my favorite summertime food is nice grilled on the grill. Okay. And I like some of the fruit vegetables that are here in the summer season that you don't usually find much in the winter. A nice day here today. We had lots of morning up this afternoon, and I just finished cutting some grass, so I'm kind of taking a break. Hey, thank you, and 0TMU.
Yep, not a problem, Charles. Thanks for checking in. Glad to have you, and glad you were able to make it in. So let's see, where am I? Go all the way back to the top, and John, W8TOY, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CFC. K0HST, did I get that right? WB9CST.
No, sir. K0HST. Beautiful downtown, Fallon, Missouri.
All right, there we go. I think I got it now. Yeah, you're a little bit staticky, so that's why it was hard to make you out. But good afternoon. How are you? How are things in downtown St. Louis? I was there a couple years ago for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, so nice part of downtown right there. But today's question is, what is your favorite summertime food? Go ahead. Yeah, Roger, I can hear you a little better now, so, yeah, but, I got it fixed up there on your call sign, by the way, too, but, by the way, are you using a handheld or a mobile? I am curious about that.
Yes, I'm on a handheld. I
for now, it is working for you. You are noisy, but you are readable most of the time, so it is working. So, I'm glad you were able to check in, and this net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central, if you get a chance to make it back to you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. I am interested in your question of the day, though. Could you please repeat that?
Yeah, there we go. Now I can hear you a little better when you were asking. The question for today is, what is your favorite summertime food? Since it's Memorial Day, go ahead. Yeah, I would have to agree. I don't know too many people who do pan frying or baking on a day like today, but you never know. But yeah, thanks for checking in, and glad you made it, and hope to hear you again next weekend. So let me go back up here to John, W8TOY. John, if you're there, go ahead and start the 7-3 round for us. Over.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 61 degrees.
All right, I think John disappeared, so he must have gotten to where he was getting to go. Let me connect the other repeater because I think some other people checked in on that and it doesn't show up. There we go. Let's see. Ralph, November 4, Zulu, Charlie, Victor. Go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CST.
Okay, very good, Richard. Well, you opened up a can of worms when you said barbecue. Of course, you're in Texas, so I guess you're implying beef barbecue when, of course, the rest of the country does pork. You know, it's kind of like the going to New Mexico and just saying salsa. You got to define if you're doing red or green, you know. I tell you, I was in Virginia one time, East Virginia, about as far east as you can go, Northeast Virginia, at a barbecue place right off, I think, I-95. And it was the first time I had the vinegar and chili flake pepper thing, whatever, barbecue sauce. I almost wouldn't call it sauce because it's so thin, but I liked it. I thought it was pretty good. So, at any rate, thanks for doing the net. Good to hear everyone who's checked in and hear what's going on. Send it back to Net Control, B9CSP. This is N4ZCV73.
Yeah, Roger that, Ralph. Glad you could make it again today. I missed our Alaska friend, Lorenzo. I think I got his name right. I'll get it right eventually, but at least he checked in, so glad you were there, and thanks for being there. And hopefully you don't get any storms like we got yesterday coming towards you. So let's see. Jeff might be there. He's short time. KB0TNV. Jeff, if you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Okay.
Not much to say, except I look forward to having some barbecue, potato salad, and watermelon, and all the good stuff on Monday. Back to that, TP0, CNV, St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah, roger that. Jeff, thanks for checking in, and yeah, I might have to convince my mom to try and get something, or at least make some hot dogs on the grill. I think we have some Nathan's hot dogs. I love Nathan's brand hot dogs. But thanks for checking in, and I'm glad I have you and a couple other clubs in here. It's pretty nice. Let's see, Dan. W2PUT. Go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CSP. Alright, no Dan, that's okay. Let's see, KF8UU, if you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CSP. All right, to Charles, NK8O, WB9CSP, go ahead at the 7-3 round, over.
Yes, this is NK8O. Yeah, thanks for letting me into the net. And 7-3 to everyone. NK8O clear.
Daniel.
Yeah, I caught the tail end of somebody there. So who is that trying to check in? Try again. Maybe they'll come back when I get to them. Let's try James. November 0, Oscar, Quebec X-ray. Go ahead with the 7-3 round, WB9CSP. Alright, now James, let's try Danny, K0GIS, WB9CSP. Okay, now Danny, let's see, if I can read my writing here, K-E2-E-C-W, George, go ahead with the 7-3 round, WB9CSP. Alright, now George, let's try Mark, WB8KXO, WB9CSP.
Yeah, Richard, this is Mark, WB8KXO here in Minnetonka, Minnesota. I've enjoyed listening to your net, as I always do. And that was a very good question, very thought-provoking question. What is your favorite summertime food? And then we pretty quickly drifted on to smoked meat, barbecued meat. So I'm not set up this weekend to do that, but you're making me think that I better get prepared. So anyways, Richard, everyone, the whole group here, whoever's left, thank you for kind of warming up and brightening up my Saturday. So this is WBAKXO, clear.
Yeah, roger that. I always love making people have a better day. Yeah, and who knows, maybe they'll be making barbecue too. So, good to hear you, Mark. Thanks for checking in. Glad you were able to make it. K-A-8-W-I-I. Dennis, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Over. All right, I guess Dennis stepped away. Let's see. N6 Tango Tango Romeo. Doc, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Over. KF0SRW. Jason, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Over. All right, let's try the other Charles, man, I can't talk today. N0TMU, go ahead, it's the 7-3 round, over.
Thanks for picking me up for 7 here. I don't have any further traffic for the net this afternoon. Enjoying listening to it. Everybody, for the holidays, N0TMU.
Yep, thanks for checking in, Charles. Glad to have you, and thanks for stopping in. Let's see. I know I messed this call up. KF0HSC, WV9CSP, go ahead at the 7-3 round, over. Roger that. Thanks for stopping in, and glad to have you, and have a good rest of your day. And with that, I'm at the bottom of the 7-3 list, so let's see if we have any late checks. Anybody anywhere wishing to check in, come now, WB9CST.
Kilo Delta 8, Zulu Sierra Kilo, KD8 ZSK.
This is AB0ER.
Alright, I've got NGOPME in and out, KF0HFE or C. I'll get that eventually. I think with the recheck and AB0ER Tom, so let me grab the recheck there. KF0HFE, I'll get that right eventually. Go ahead, WB9CSP. Well, depending on where you stand, most of the time you're making it, but it's about a 50-50 shot. When you first checked in, you were a lot stronger where you were standing or using your radio. Now you're kind of noisy and holding it, but not all the time.
Thank you for that report. I do appreciate it. Can you tell me your location, the repeater location, please?
Yeah, I think this repeater is in St. Louis in downtown, but I can't remember exactly where it's at off the top of my head. But I do know it's in St. Louis.
Well, sir, you have made my day. This old Andy HP has done it again. Thank you, sir, and thank you, all of you, for being on the net today.
Yeah, just to give you an update, it's actually a little past St. Louis. It's in Lindsberg, Missouri, or Olivet, Missouri. So it's a little bit past, but still, that's a pretty good trip for a handheld. So congratulations. That's pretty good. All right, let's see. N0PME was an in and out, so Tom, hey, I haven't heard you check in a while. How are things where you're at? And just to kind of dazzle everyone, even though I know where you are, what's your location? And how are things there? And today's question is, what is your favorite summertime food since it's Memorial Weekend?
This is AB0ER. I'm here currently in Comstock, Iowa, not too far from home.
Anyway, I just left my clock there though and realized I just about missed the net again, which I did, and gotta work on the priorities here, get things straightened out around to focus more on radio nets and antennas and things that are important in life. But anyway, actually on your question today, that's a good question. I don't know that I have a particular favorite summertime food, but I do enjoy, obviously, you know, the backyard cups and the events in the parks and things like that. So I just don't have a particular on that. Anyway, so it's good to hear you today, Richard, and so I like to say hello to the group. So this is AB0ER back to WB9CFP.
Yeah, it's not too often we get Iowa to check in here, so thanks for checking in, Tom, and good to hear you. Glad you were able to stop in and have some time here. Last call, all call. Anybody wishing to check in before I close the net? Any mode, any communication type, come now, WB9CST. Well, somebody tried to come in off the Ohio repeater. You want to give that another try, WB9CST? One more time, because I did hear some cracklies there. Anybody anywhere wishing to check in? Last call before I close the doors. WB9CST. All right. Well then, today was a pretty good night, I have to say. I did not expect as many people as I was going to get, since today was Memorial weekend, so I'm happy about that. But I would like to thank everyone who checked in. This net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time, 1400 UTC, my local time, or 1900 UTC, according to NetLogger. So I'm just finishing out NetLogger here, speaking of that, which brings me to 17 check-ins. Not too bad for a holiday weekend. If you'd like more information about this net, you can go to wbnincsp.yolasite.com, or look at my QIZ. I have a link to it there. And you can see all the connections. I need to update it. It's constantly changing, but most of them are correct. So with that, let me go ahead and close everything down. Thank you, everybody who showed up, for letting me use your systems. And hope to hear everyone again next Saturday. Give me a minute to disconnect everything. This is WB9CSP 73, and have a safe weekend.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours, mostly cloudy, 62 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours, mostly cloudy. 61 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 61 degrees.
8 arcade.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 60 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly sunny. 56 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 52 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 48 degrees.